There are many questions that are begging for answers as the world celebrates women today. Issues affecting the overall well-being of women, such as institutional challenges, human rights, gender inequality, must be given attention in order to safeguard the lives and rights. Baba Otu, in a chat with Erabna Paha, spoke about how it feels to be a woman and the challenges that come along with it.
I feel privileged to be a woman. I'm glad I'm a woman. I don't think I'll be any better than a woman. I am blessed to be born a woman, and forever I will be grateful to be a woman.
Are the roles of women being recognized globally in all spheres, home, work, the environment? How do you see it?
I think in the past it wasn't that good, but with democracies emerging in Africa and the world in general, yes, of course, the role of women is being recognized. You can see that here in Ghana, for instance, the current government has given some women opportunities to play their role, heading institutions, and they are providing their quota to national development. So, of course, the role of women are being recognized. In all, I wouldn't say it's so bad. Gradually, we are coming in, and I'm sure that we'll get there.
So tell me, how do you manage your home and work?
I think that's the most difficult part. It's not easy having a home and work and playing the role of a mother.
Even running shifts.
I tell you, Baba, it's very, very difficult. Imagine you have to leave your, let's say, 8-month-old baby to come to work. The feeling itself is enough for you as a mother, leaving that child.
Especially when the child is crying.
And then you come to work, you are expecting to close around 2 and get home to look after that child and other children, and the biggest of all of the children, their father. And then you leave here at 4, you get to your house at 6, you are so choked up. A lot of things. So working and being a mother and managing your home is not easy. It's been a difficult journey for all women who had to go through this. And I would say that it makes it like a mixed feelings. Difficult and again, very exciting.
Do you think our institutions in this country are being fair to women? Because women are supposed to even breastfeed their children for a period of 6 months. Mm. And then they are being asked to go to work, let's say, around 3, 4, 5 months.
Well, Baba, that's a very difficult question as to whether they are being fair to us or not. I think that the issue has to do with where that particular woman is working. Here in GBC, for instance, the maternity leave is 4 months. And so you have to return. And if you have to do exclusive breastfeeding, obviously you cannot do that, which means that your child has suffered in a way. I have a friend who tells me she lives at Adrigano. She works in one of the private TV stations, and she has a baby. She was supposed to resume in 3 months, which she did. She brings the baby at 5 a.m. to her workplace.
Wow.
Her mother lives at Latabi Okoshi. She has to meet her there and take the baby. She closes at 8. She has to go to Latabi Okoshi and pick the child, go to Adrigano and all that. So this is how it is for such a person. Obviously, it will not be fair for her and that growing child. So fairness, I think it's relative.
What do you think should be done? Is there any special treat governments can do, other institutions can do to help women as we celebrate our day today?
Well, I think that women deserve all the support, all the opportunity. They deserve all of it that will help them become an institution themselves.
John Ahin, who's a husband and father, also spoke about the role of women and the need for their husbands to offer them all the support as partners.
Personally, I think it's worth celebrating because women are very important. I mean, without them, we cannot be. Because even in creation, when man asked God for a helper, it was a woman. So woman from inception is very important in this world and to man.
So do you even recognize her role as a woman?
Yes, a lot. Because without...
In which way?
Without her, I don't know how I can even manage my own life. I mean, we have kids, and taking care of their kids, you know, is not easy. And especially when sometimes you are left with their kids to manage them for maybe an hour or two alone, you can feel what the women go through. You know, shouting, chasing this one, calming this one, and even doing the chores, feeding them. We didn't say if she's out for, say, 2 hours, and you are to manage them for that 2 or 3 hours, you really feel what women go through.
There's this school of thought that is promoting the exclusive breastfeeding of up to 6 months. What is your view on it?
Yeah, personally, and from my experience, I realized the 6 months breastfeeding exclusive is very helpful in the sense that from my observation, I realized from my first kid, for instance, when we were able to exclusively feed him 6 months, he resisted a lot of things compared to other kids. So I think the exclusive 6 months is good.